Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunk Radio 1109. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamito. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
I am watching some Tuesday night action as we record this show. So, should there be any football talk breakout, it is all about the big rivalry game between Kent State and Akron.
Well, you won't get any of that from me, so if you feel like talking to yourself here, you go right ahead.
it will be a one-sided conversation. Something that, quite frankly, I cannot believe how long it has been a conversation at this point. Nick Sindule, formerly known as Tegan Knox, and her tag team partner, and I should
Yeah, you
have
look up that
had
name.
that,
Yeah, you look up that name.
Miranda Alize. Yeah,
Formerly
because
known as nothing.
formerly known as nothing.
Actually, I actually did some, because I was curious. I did some light research on where she came from. Apparently, she is not European in any way. She is not someone that one Nick Sewell has known for a long time or anything of the sort. She was a
Oh.
Booker T student out of Houston.
Oh, okay.
Not a lot of big matches. I mean, her biggest matches before this were doing squashes on ROH TV, basically. In the fairly recent AEW owned era.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I
Apparently
mean,
her and Nixon Newell are a real life couple. Good for them. But they do not
yeah.
have an extensive history of teaming together, as I would have suggested, as I would have thought maybe a week or so ago. The match that they did that they lost to Marina Shafir and Megan Bain was actually the first match they've ever teamed together in,
Oh.
and the only, and that is the, and now the only.
Yeah, 'cause they were supposed to come back for a second match on Collision. And I've got to admit, like this story is still so ridiculous that they decided to walk out prior to the match. So two Japanese wrestlers took their place
I
to
believe so, but you don't quote me on that because I didn't watch it.
Neither of us watched it. Then I don't know. Did this play out on Collision?
Well, they didn't mention it on TV.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what I
I
missed.
mean, it
Like,
was
was it that bad?
it was being treated as a squash match and kind of a weird one, because the week before, Tegan and Miranda were booked to be lose in a glorified squash to a heel tag team. And then this week, they were apparently booked to lose a glorified squash to a babyface team. So no commitment to these two having any kind of consistent characters or anything. They were just there to be fodder.
No. Yep.
And important to note, under no contract at all to AEW.
Yeah, that I mean, I think that's a huge note. Yeah, I just don't know what leg they have to stand on in this situation. You know, is a non-contracted talent.
That's
And
I kind I can I understand not wanting to be a jobber team, especially I understand from the Nixon Newell perspective of just coming off of nearly a decade in the WWE system and just having nothing to show for it, basically, and just essentially just being treated like someone
newbie.
a newbie in their first year. It all has to be jar it all has to be jarring for her. And now I don't know if there are conflicting stories of other acts of unprofessionalism by her since she's been released from WWE and attempting to make a go on the indies. She has not had a significant amount of matches. I believe it's, when I looked at it today, I believe she has less had, 25 or less matches since
Oh
being
my
released from
gosh.
WWE, and she's probably had maybe 50 or less matches since like 2022, including WWE. It's not a, she had a bad run of luck. I mean, I don't think anyone can dispute that part. She has had a bad run of luck. Whatever potential she
Yeah,
showed
that's
early in
that's
NXT has just, it's just withered away. Both, I mean, I think that she's slowed down, and just her name value is nothing essentially.
Oh, yeah.
It's gotta be hard. It's gotta be hard on her. But with all that said, while they had no legal contract with AEW, while I understand not wanting to be glorified jobbers, you have no leverage here. Your both of their careers are essentially going nowhere. Their doors are not being knocked down.
Yeah, they would have something in hand already, if there was something more for them. You
Yeah.
know, like there's always obviously, like, I mean, I think we've seen it enough times where it's just like, oh, I tried out this time and then I came back 5 years later and I finally made it in. Yeah, like you said, Tegan Knox, Nixon Newell, she already made it in, and yeah, like with what the WWE has in their system, yeah, it's not surprising that after two, at least two, maybe three ACL surgeries that you slowed down.
I think it's three. I think it is three. It is crazy, and
Yeah,
I some ways
she.
my heart goes out to her, but it's just this just it gets one way where this just isn't for you. You just don't. You 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 you
Yeah,
just
your
you just you
body
just
is
can't
not
make it.
tolerating it, literally.
You are just not durable for enough for this, and then you. And then he said, "It's she's slowed down quite a bit, and it just and I know again, there are so many conflicting reports about whether or not she has attitude issues. I don't know what to believe there, but the bottom
Right.
line is that, and again, you're saying, no, the crazy part is just how many days this story has dominated the wrestling news cycle, and it is because it's really not." It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, like the fact that it was on day three of coverage today, and I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, it is really unbelievable to me that essentially two no names walking out on AEW is this much of a big deal. You know, and I guess I didn't realize how few matches she had had since she left the
Yeah. She
WWE. Like,
made some complaints earlier that she wasn't getting bookings. It's a again, she's not getting the rate of bookings of a Shotzi or a Gigi Dolan slash Priscilla Kelly or the
oh.
or Elena Black slash Cora Jade was before she gave up, wrestling entirely for OnlyFans, which is. Which is pretty much a good move. Supposedly, she made more money for in like a month at OnlyFans than she did in her entire wrestling career, or something crazy like that.
Wow, that is pretty
But
wild, but also not completely surprising.
no, not surprising at all. But again, these are all people who are way more in demand than Nixon Newell was. Just there's just. Something she just left WWE with nothing. It's rare that someone isn't able to capitalize on some degree of their WWE time to
Oh.
get a strong amount of bookings on the indies. I mean, I'm pretty sure that by the early to mid 90s, especially the Special Delivery Jones was made was getting more out
Was
of
making bank.
his years and the times NWF TV than what Nixon Newell has ever.
There will never be slander of one Mr. Special Delivery Jones on this here
Not on this show. No,
podcast.
never, never. That's what I've been kind of marveling about this whole thing for weeks now. Just I don't know if there's ever a case of somebody. I mean, maybe like some of the people that were such a, flash in the pan, they were on they went they were on SmackDown for maybe 2 weeks once they came up from OVW at the time, and then maybe people like that, but the amount of time she was in the WWE system and to have gotten absolutely nothing from it sustainable, it's a pretty unique case. But again, that's also spells out the story that you have no leverage here. If you want to keep wrestling,
You're gonna have to do
this
jobs
was,
again.
yeah, you're gonna have to do jobs. This is it's how AEW operates, unless you can't come off of someone else's TV with
Seven.
a much stronger reputation. I mean, and again, and I've commented before, and AEW's insistence on having people just job over and over and over again. It's the Daniel Garcia, parable or whatever. Just, okay, you job, just do it 100 times. Now you want me to take him seriously? Wait a minute. This way they have of having of needing, no, I do disagree with AEW's kind of policy on people need to earn their way by doing all these televised jobs for it, what it feels like years before they decide to push them. And it's just like, no, that's not the way this works. I don't take this person seriously, period. End of discussion, no matter what you do now.
But again, when you're not a contract, like that is the root of it. Like, if you're not a contracted talent, that's not really in your view at the current moment. Or at
No,
least it shouldn't be. Just
you.
getting the contract, then worry about that stuff.
Right. When you're already not getting the A-level indie bookings of some of your peers, you need to make some sacrifices. You need to eat some shit and love the taste of it at that point. I mean, it's just,
If
sorry,
you want to keep on
this is the
doing
hand you're
what
being
you're
dealt.
doing, yeah, it is wild. She was there 2017 to 2024.
7 years. That's
7 years.
so crazy. God, and to have nothing to show, so nothing to show for it. That really is amazing.
Yeah, like
And
it
very
feels
unique,
like.
and a very unique story.
Yeah, it feels like kind of like you said, like it feels like almost everyone that left that really wanted to had some type of a cult type following and took advantage of it, whether it was Matt Cardona, even Karrion Kross seems to be taking advantage of it at the current moment, like if that's the route you decide to take.
And while Dakota Kai hasn't exactly been burning it up with the wrestling bookings, she's diving head on into her streaming world, and it seems to be doing well enough there that she's not going around begging for bookings and then making demands upon those bookings.
And the funny thing is, I mean, I feel like she'd be put in a better position, even in AEW
I think she
specifically.
would, because she had a run that was actually memorable. And she had her, and Dakota had her had her own issues with multiple knee injuries.
And she did bounce back from them, l lucky enough for her. So yeah, it is wild to me that somehow this non-contracted talent has been on Wrestling Minds for 3 days, because nothing is on Wrestling Minds for 3 days anymore.
No.
Even big events, it's like, oh, okay, yep, we're on to our next event. Let's keep this train rolling. Can't even let a Saturday night's main event breathe. Yeah, so well, I don't know if Collision was on Saturday, but Friday night SmackDown, last thing that we did not cover here, Cody Rhodes comes out for in-ring promo to start the evening. Not surprising that he wants to move on from Drew McIntyre, but we all know that that is not going to end up happening by the end of this evening.
Well, by the end of this evening, he may very well and be able to at least take a break from one Drew McIntyre.
He will get to take a break, but not quite yet. Instead of getting Mr. McIntyre at the start of the show, though, Aleister Black and Zelina Vega come out and confront Mr. Rhodes, which yeah, it's wild where they're putting Aleister Black these days.
It is, and it's wild that this is where we're at with Cody's title reign. And I know it's been common practice for a while now to just we're not in the days where it's that, well, depending on who the champion is, it's that special to see them wrestle on TV. And so you just kind of put them in a match just to show them there, just to have them on TV, maybe make up for how horribly no star laden last of the previous week's show was, to tell to people from the start that yes, Cody is here and he's going to be wrestling tonight.
Yeah, they wanted to have a little more pop for where was this? Greenville, South Carolina. So yeah, definitely on the smaller market end of things for the WWE, but yep, they're promising big things. Cody Rhodes, Aleister Black, main event. Yeah, we can get back to that here in a little bit. yep, there was Ilya Dragunov having a little confrontation with Tama Tonga. Would not be completely surprising to see the U.S. Championship back on the MFT's radar
Maybe
here.
I do the MFTs understand what how an open challenge works? They don't have to wait for anything.
No, they apparently did not know how to how the open challenge works. Like
Did they get
they,
lost on the way to the ring? Oh,
I mean, they were all painted up and in
if
ring gear. They really should have been
If
able
you want
to
the title,
find the
if you want
ring.
the title match, you could just go take it. Whether it's Tama Tonga, if Solo wants his belt back, whatever. You can all just you can you can just walk out the curtain. That's all you have to do. Well, I guess unless your name is Ch Tommaso Ciampa, who makes his way out the curtain, ready to make the challenge, and then Ilya Dragunov turns it around on him and says that Johnny Gargano, who did not make the challenge, is his opponent that evening. What can I say? They have a match. I mean, this whole Dragunov thing is just like, are the matches technically good? Yes. Do I really care? No. I just can't bother to care about any of this.
that kind of like well, yeah. There's a lot of I don't care about the character, even though, like they're still counting on us remembering the NXT characters for both of or all three of these guys, quite
Yeah,
frankly,
because they've never really
without
had
ever.
strong characters on the main run. I mean, DIY a little bit. I mean, a little bit, but not really. Dragunov is, good worker guy. There's just not a lot to him. There is some intensity. There's maybe some things to grab onto here, but this Open Challenge thing works. It worked the best, obviously, when it was John Cena, 10 years, over 10 years ago now, of course.
Yeah, in the greatest of
And
all time.
Sami Zayn is at least a big enough name to pull it off. It works when you have a big name pulling up. It's a big name pulling someone up from down the roster up to their level, or trying to get them up to their level. There is no level for Ilya Dragunov. He is not a top guy in any shape, way, or form.
Yeah, and we've kind of talked about it with reference to other matches that wrestling quality in general is pretty high, no matter which company you're talking about. Obviously there are bad matches and they get talked about, but in general it's a good match, and that's one of those things that's still do I like Dragunov matches more than most matches? Yeah, I do. It enough for him to stand out by itself? Like, he kind of needs to get into that. Well, maybe this is a decent example. Io Sky got over on her work. Does he have that capability? Like,
But
without having Gunther is an opponent.
she was put in matches. Okay, Io Sky had two different parts of her career. The heel part, where she was part of Damage Control, and then of course the kind of sudden babyface turn that took place, where there really wasn't a turn.
Oh,
And
yes.
that set
People
her
just started
back.
cheering for her for some reason.
Yeah. But and yes, she got over on her work, but she got over on her work repeatedly wrestling Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair, bigger stars than her, who
Yeah.
pulled her up to their level, and she, gutted it out and gutted it out and gutted it out. I mean, Io Sky, she had that 1-2 punch of having easily one of the best two matches at all WrestleMania weekend, and then following up the very next night with the mat with the match with the first match with Stephanie McMahon, and that
Oh.
that got her to a point where she was finally over as a babyface. Then of course there was that weird period where she didn't wrestle for like 2 months, but then she got back.
Yeah.
Again, she's wrestling Rhea Ripley again. Then she's teaming with Rhea Ripley. She
Yeah,
just
against the Kabuki Warriors, who are also two good wrestlers.
She gets very good wrestlers, and she had another match with Stephanie Vaquer after Stephanie Vaquer got really over. You see the pattern I'm
Yes.
developing here. The people she's
Yeah.
in the ring with are over.
Yeah.
Are very over, more over than she is, and she gets pulled up. Dragunov got, yes, the win over Sami Zayn, who is over and a bigger star than him.
Right.
But what I'm talking about with Io Sky took about six took like 6 months. to
Well,
accomplish.
and then that's what the other thing that I was going to get to is just the length of time that that took. If they're going that route with Dragunov, it is way early in this situation.
He needs to st he Sami Zayn just what wasn't enough on its own. He needs to beat people who matter. He needs to be in the ring with people who matter. He needs to beat people who matter. And he's not doing that since winning the title.
Yeah, and being in a long-running feud with DIY is not going to help out at all.
No one cares about them. And
Yeah.
if that then transitions into him, wrestling, various members of the MFTs, that's another tough one, because even though the MFTs get a lot of TV time on SmackDown, they're not particularly over at this point. It feels like a it actually feels like filler that's dragging SmackDown down.
Yeah, and it's still kind of a weird, nobody has a defined role in that group
No,
kind of a
it's just
thing.
that
Like,
that's solo just can't be evolved. It's and the rest of the guys are kind of gonna go down with him. Not that I've never been the biggest Jeff Cobb guy, or the biggest, Gorillas of Destiny guy.
no.
I mean, Fall of Tongas or what? Is it Fall of Tonga, or is it something else? Tala Tonga, or is it Fall of Tonga?
Tala
Tala
Tonga.
Tonga. Yes, it's all one. He needs a lot of time. He needs a lot of seasoning. Yeah, it's just the whole thing. Obviously, Solo's whole act, peaked a year ago, and there's still nothing to evolve it. Once he started losing regularly, there was going to be no putting the genie back in the bottle.
Oh yeah, and they still haven't, and that I don't like you'd expect them to do that.
Yeah.
I don't mind his role. I think he's a good talker. And in some ways, he almost has the opposite problem where that man is never in the ring at this point. All he does is yak, basically.
That is true.
It's. And yeah, it's weird having a group of four and no one being involved in the tag team division,
Well,
quite honestly. They have been, but
they have been, but then the Wyatt Six were not on the show this week, so that part didn't get any more traction.
yeah, they have like some weird backstage, nah, boys, hold up. I feel like it was all that we got from the Wyatt Six.
They may have it's escape it's escape me. I don't totally remember it.
Yeah. So, wow. That is a lot on Ilya Dragunov and everything surrounding that situation.
That really is. Oh my goodness. Wow.
That was quite a deep dive there. So, hope everyone enjoyed that one. R-Truth did not realize he is one of the eligible participants for the John Cena The Time Is Now tournament, though he has not been announced, and we have not quite half of the brackets announced now because both Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce decided to save one name as surprises.
Yeah, something like that. I think would it still be over half?
Yeah, I still think we're over half somewhere,
Yeah,
even with those two omissions.
because then a week from Friday on SmackDown will be the last two first round matches.
Yes. Yeah, because it started on this SmackDown, so we got the, was it the two matches?
The announcement of the matches was Friday on SmackDown. The
Oh.
first actual matches were on Raw.
Monday. Oh, yeah.
Yes, so we've had, two people advance, two more people advance on Friday, two more people. Okay, I don't have to do that to do progressive math like that. But yeah, I'm not sure if Truth is actually going to be in. I guess he has to be announced on Friday, because I don't think there's a reason for him to be the mystery opponent, and they're the mystery opponents.
Yeah, I would be really surprised, especially after that segment right there. Like, I don't know why it why he would be a mystery guest unless they want to make him surprised when he's actually called.
That might be funny, yeah.
Yeah, it could be a funny gag if they decide to go that route, but that's the only reason to do that, honestly. Yep, that was fun. Jade Cargill. Hey, I am a fan of short promos.
Yes, this was the yes,
Sometimes.
the yes, yeah, this was good for her, just saying, "I'm that bitch," and walking out. Yes, very, and then along the way, bumping into Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss on their way to the ring, and being definitely in any longer stare down with Charlotte Flair. Definitely an obvious match they'll want to do. I'll have more, maybe some more thoughts on that later, in terms of when it's how fast it seems that they might want to get into that. But yeah. And then Jade Cargill hung out in the background for an uncomfortably long time, to the point where I'm just wondering, was she supposed to go to the back by now?
Yeah, she seemed a little more salty about the situation than most. And did hang out an awkwardly long time because I think I'm like, oh, okay, I saw the confrontation and I started fast forwarding it. And I went, like 30, 45 seconds or whatever. And I'm like, hold on, why is Jade still there? Like, what the fuck is going on here? Oh, man. That is probably going to happen earlier rather than later. What? Here, Charlotte Flair, Nia Jax. We got a match up here. The big news out of this Nia Jax win here is that Lash Legend appears to be on the main roster now, question mark?
Yeah, she is now on the main roster. It's official. She will be partners with Nia Jax. She attacked Alexa Bliss, which allowed Nia Jax to get a. Nia did win this. Nia did win the match, right? I'm not misremembering. Okay, yes, Nia did win the match. Yes, Nia wins the match. Yes, and we have a new partnership in WWE. So, you know what? Like great, no, good call here. Good placement for Lash Legend. I like this partnership. I think it's got potential.
And it's one of those things that Nia Jax needed something to freshen up her routine.
Yes, she did.
And this is one of those few things that makes a lot of sense. She's like, "Hey, they're almost doing this, Charlotte, Alexa, we're not friends, but she's like, hey, I know that she can kick some ass, so she's my partner now." It's just like, okay. That makes a lot of sense. We know we can destroy people. It's just like, okay, yeah. And it helps Lash get a foothold on the main roster. Obviously that feud is going to be on main TV at some point. I would hope not anytime soon, really, but you can see that coming, that breakup coming. But for the time being, I agree with you. It should be a good pairing. Like, I feel like it works out for both of them.
Yes, this is what I always like in NXT call-ups, a defined role where you're paired with, especially if you're going to be paired with someone who's already a fixture on the main roster. You do a They do a good job explaining who this person is, what she's about, very quickly, because so many times that's not what we get with a with an NXT call-up.
And she got a long enough promo in the back afterwards to really, quickly spell things out too. Her promo might have been longer than Jade's, but not by a whole lot. And again, not necessary to be super long in that situation. But yeah, they just explain their motives, and it works out quite well. There's always some room to talk about the ladies here. I knew about this was one because I watch SmackDown well after the fact. I did catch that Chelsea Green is our United States champion all over again. Julia taking an L.
In about a minute
In about a
to
minute and a half.
a to to a roll up slat. What is that actually called? It's not technically, it's not a roll up. What is, I forget, does that have a name when you just put someone like that? You don't have to look it up, but right, yeah.
I was just checking to see if the write-up itself had something
Oh yeah. You go
specific,
ahead and do
but
that. Yes.
it just says roll up.
Yeah, I guess that's the official terminology for all pins like that. Yes, she got caught her, rolled her up, put her feet on the ropes, pinned Julie in about a minute. I'm curious as to everything what went into this decision. Obviously, Julia was not getting over as women's U.S. champion, and the her lack of physical activity these last few weeks, including in this match, really has me curious if there if the, there's if there's an undisclosed injury issue here.
It's kind of weird that she just really hasn't. I know that you give her a mouthpiece to keep her from wrestling every week and to do, and to turn down matchups. It still feels like she needed to be in something more. Like, she's just forever going to be tied to Stephanie Vacaire, and
Who is now lapping her basically in life.
Like, it is wild, the vast difference at this point.
And then the per and yeah, Kiana James is another one of those people who had kind of what I was talking about earlier, that poorly defined character. When being brought up from NXT, we're expected to understand what she is already, but they haven't really explained it. Yeah, she's had that kind of a call up. We haven't really learned much about Julia either
Oh,
since she's been
yep.
up. Yeah, and in reality, Chelsea Green never should have lost that damn title in the first place. She should be going out a year as champion.
Because I'm trying to remember who she lost it to, because it wasn't Julia.
Zelina Vega.
Oh,
That was a very
God.
bad call.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did not
Yeah.
go
But
well.
all is right with the world.
We can be red, white,
We
and green all over again.
yes, red, white, and green. The champions of North America.
They're really doubling down on them for their gimmick here with the mixed tag team championships from AAA too. Chelsea Green is over.
Chelsea
That's
Green is
all.
definitely over. Yes. 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 Say it. Yes.
Don't really need to say a whole lot about Tala Tonga against Rey Fénix, do we?
No, it was a match.
The Miz Wanting to be in the John Cena tournament. Well, no, he didn't think that there should be a John Cena tournament. He beat John Cena at WrestleMania. He should be John Cena's final opponent. That's
Yeah,
an
of course he
opinion
did.
that The Miz should have. So.
Yes. But he was included. I know we're going a little, maybe a little earlier, but he is in, and he
Oh.
faces Jey Uso, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I think, yeah, because I do think that maybe that got announced afterwards. Or was
Well,
that part of Adam Pearce's announcement? I can't remember.
when all this is announcement, well, I mean. Yeah, let's just get there, then we can get back when we get to the hilarious backstage, the other hilarious backstage segment. But yeah, it's I believe it's Jey Uso and The Miz, and then LA Knight against a mystery opponent for Friday Night on SmackDown.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, I guess we've talked about it a little bit. I do not feel like I have seen any rumor floated out there about these potential opponents, mystery people. I'm assuming they're just people that are on the roster, or are they pulling in TNA people
They might
to
be
really
pulling in
be a
some
surprise?
people. Well, here's a thought. Actually, my brother thought this one up, or he saw it somewhere. Nick Aldis didn't want to say LA Knight's opponent's name because it's Joe Hendry, and he would have had to appear.
Pretty funny.
That would be funny. And that's the level at which we're going with these surprises. I'll make my prediction for the Raw one later when we get there, obviously. But yeah, I mean, these surprises, I think, are designed to make people think it could be Edge or Chris Jericho when none of them will be.
Oh, yeah, like in no way do I expect either of those two guys.
Right.
It
Yeah.
definitely not. I have no idea. I have not been following the Chris Jericho contract saga at all, because I mean he's been off TV long enough, and I'm like, yeah, I guess his contract could be up. Like, I have no
I
idea.
still don't believe it's before January. Now,
Oh,
Edge
okay.
slash Cope, there has been conflicting reports about his contract status with AEW, so I guess we shall see on that one. But it's still very, very doubtful, of course. Let's see. I think before we get to the main event, I believe there was a backstage segment with Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair in the trainer's room, with Dr.
Oh.
Asuka removing her face mask and then blowing the mist and right in their faces, and then her and Kyrie do a celebratory dance in scrubs. That crack that along with Alexa and Charlotte's selling of this dastardly deed. Maybe top five funny thing that's happened on wrestling TV this year.
It was really funny. Just especially since The Miz did not go off particularly well for
No,
Asuka this time around.
it didn't get Charlotte at all, no. But Charlotte had to pretend, yeah.
And it really didn't hit Alexa Bliss very well either, who
Yeah,
should have
better,
been a
but yeah,
direct
still.
hit.
Yeah.
Oh,
Why would you do
man.
a segment? If they did a segment like that live, why did they do that? if they didn't, they could have just done it again.
Yeah, I don't know how many takes do you need to do that. Maybe they just felt like they needed to do one and done, and they were just haven't learned anything from Hollywood, sir. They haven't learned anything from Hollywood.
Right, and up next, it is main event time. John Cena, I'm not John Cena. Why am I John Cena? I'm jumping ahead. Cody Rhodes, Aleister Black, they have a match. I mean, it was a match. I mean, again, There's a real problem here with the energy level in Cody's matches these days. It really has become a pretty big issue. It just I remember nothing about his matches.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just nothing sexy about Aleister Black and him being
No,
in a
there isn't.
match.
And they just make him up so much, and they get so many seemingly gimmicks attached to him. Zelina was supposed to help, but she's just doing other people's acts, basically. I mean, the way she crawls around, like
I'm
Scarlet or
like,
whatever,
yeah.
or other women who before her in that kind of a role to this kind of demonic person who she's managing. Well, her whole life has been a cosplay, for crap's sakes, I guess. But yeah, it's just I'm not buying. Even though they're married in real life, I'm not buying it, which is sad.
It's kind of weird. Like you said, I've thought that I'm like, why are they letting her do this? But Scarlett wasn't allowed to be part of Cross's act.
Yeah,
You know, like it's a very similar thing, like you said, that she's doing right now.
and Scarlett wasn't the first woman to do, an act like that where she's crawling on the ground and worshiping this weirdo and all that. It's been pretty commonplace over the years since we've been introduced to these kind of characters.
Yeah,
But
I mean, you don't
and of
even
course
need to
she's
go
bringing
that
nothing new
far
to the
back and talk
right.
about Bray
No.
Wyatt if you want to do stuff like that.
He
And
never had a he they never gave him a female counterpart other than Alexa Bliss, and she did it differently. She was treated like an equal, and if anything, she kind of took his she kind of stole his whole act, actually, by the end.
Fair.
But yeah, Zelina Vega bringing nothing new to the to seemingly bringing nothing new to Aleister Black. They have a match. Drew McIntyre gets interferes. Of course, Damian Priest makes the save. McIntyre ends up assaulting a referee at some point, which then leads to Nick Aldis suspending him. And at first, I'm thinking this is one of those 1 week suspensions that's not gonna have no teeth. But no, I guess it turns out Mac Drew is gonna be filming a movie, and he will be gone for some time. So
Oh.
the Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre feud is officially on hold. The Aleister Black, Damian Priest feud must continue. But
Oh my
boy, oh
gosh.
boy, we'll get into Priest. Oh boy. But first, as we transition to Monday Night Raw, we open with John Cena. No, just kidding. We open with Triple H. Paul Triple H Levesque. Siphoning the moment off from John Cena, like the succubus he is, making this about himself.
Well, I mean, he definitely did hype up John Cena.
He did hype up John Cena. He did, but it still felt
Not that he needs
unnecessary.
to.
It still felt unnecessary, but I mean, Triple H has this image in his head that he wants to be Dana White, and he's gonna be on TV all the time in ads and everything. I guess whatever, if it's working, whatever. We get John Cena. We do get John Cena. Huge pop, as expected. Yo, yeah.
Yeah, shocking. He gets a huge pop in Boston.
Yeah, see, I mean, he makes like a couple announcements. Most notably, he announces that Saturday night's main event will feature exhibition matches between WWE regular main roster WWE superstars and NXT superstars. However, that's supposed to go down. And apparently, this actually is John Cena's idea. With presumably just being the idea is everyone's tuning in for John Cena anyway. What does it matter what the rest of the matches are?
Hey, get the exposure for the young kids.
Yes, that's
Maybe,
exactly what it's
maybe,
all about, what
maybe.
Cena says it's about, and apparently that is truth. Good for John Cena there. Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like John Cena has done his best to try and pay things forward.
Yes.
The man seems genuinely indebted to the wrestling universe, much like The Rock does, honestly, like when he comes back,
Yeah.
even if he does some wacky stuff, I feel like his intentions are good, at least.
What one young superstar who did not seem to be very impressed by John Cena? Dominic Mysterio makes his way to the ring. Huge heat. He runs down John Cena, takes digs at his dad, of course. And finally, John Cena has enough. Says that tonight in this in Boston, he's invincible. And if Dom wants a fight,
Some
he's gonna give him
he can
he
get
wants
some.
some, come get some. And
Yeah.
then Triple H makes the match for the Intercontinental Championship and says it's starting right this very second. They have a match. A good match. I enjoy the hell out of this. This was fun.
Oh.
In the end, after some ref shenanigans, but John Cena absolutely pulls off the win over Dom with a second AA. John Cena, for the first time in his career, and the last title he'll ever hold, John Cena is the Intercontinental Champion.
It is wild that John Cena was not the Intercontinental Champion at some point.
He was the US champion multiple times, never the Intercontinental.
Yeah, like that. John Cena, it's one thing for Sheamus to have not held it, which is still wild in and of itself. But John Cena, the man who feels like he's held every title, has got to wait until the death knells of his career to finally capture the IC title. And they haven't quite said it out loud, but I feel like the announcers, at least Tessitore and Wade Barrett, were hinting at it. It'll be interesting to see if it's confirmed that the championship belt is going to be up for grabs during the retirement match.
If John Cena doesn't have another title match beforehand, if he doesn't defend the title next week at Madison Square Garden, if he doesn't defend it at Survivor Series, the title will be on the line there. So we shall see. I imagine John Cena will wrestle another match next week. Seeing as it's his last draw and it's his last time ever at Madison Square Garden, I presume there will be another match. Maybe it'll be for their title, maybe it won't. Who knows? Dom was a heavily rumored, Survivor Series opponent for John Cena. But they did the match here, so Cena seems a little more open for Survivor Series. Don't really know where the Because everyone else now is supposed to be fighting it out in a tournament to face him.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird spot to put the rest of the roster in. But
Yeah.
just 'cause like you said, like there really shouldn't be any clear challenger because they were already trying to be his
Yeah, but John Cena
challenger.
has definitely committed to wrestling at Survivor Series, and I say he's more than likely to have a match next week on Raw as well. So we shall see.
Yeah, and you said that we'd get to him his second match of the night, Rusev taking on Damian Priest in the last time is now tournament. And they definitely played into the fact that Aleister Black re-injured Mr. Priest's eyeball. On SmackDown Friday, it came into play during the match itself. Gonna
When
say
did
it
that when
again.
would that have happened? Didn't they just have a
Damian Priest came. When did he come out at some point?
But Priest
During the main
interrupted
event.
the well Priest was I mean I well no. Yeah, Priest came out during the main event. Black was in the match. I don't recall.
Yeah, it was it
Anything happening to.
ringside at the desk. It was just a pretty quick
Oh,
interaction.
okay. I might have. Okay. That maybe I missed that. But yes, this Black Priest feud. I just don't care. And then yeah, we have Ru Priest versus Rusev. Rusev, no need to belabor this any longer. We don't need to show any more care to Damian Priest than the WWE writing WWE writing staff is right now. Priest lose clean. Priest loses clean in the middle. I mean, this guy is having an epic fall over the last year.
Yeah, it just continues to go downhill for him. There is that. AJ Styles and Dragon Lee trying to get themselves over as tag team champions in a little backstage segment. Trying to come up with a team name, not quite happening yet. Really the biggest thing in this segment, because Adam Pearce was the bridge through this whole thing. Maxine Dupri comes to Mr. Pearce and says that she's ready for her matchup against Becky Lynch, who evidently has ears everywhere and immediately jumps her after this, after
Yeah.
she's done talking to Adam Pearce. Oh man. Yeah, that's all set up, because that's another one, I believe, Madison Square Garden also.
Yes,
They
yes,
are
yes.
definitely loading up that card.
Yes,
Like they
loading us up with a big Maxine Dupri match. Yes. Yeah. We'll see. This is undoubtedly now. This is going to be undoubtedly the biggest match of her life. So she's shown some flashes of real improvement. So
Oh.
let's see what she can do, and let's see how if they can if they have any plans to follow up on it after she seemingly inevitably loses next week.
Oh. Yeah, that is going to be the wild part. What is the follow-up here? 'Cause yeah, I still don't see her being the one to pull off the upset. Next up, more talking. This time, CM Punk is the one doing the talking, and he is interrupted in short order by Logan Paul, who
Well, he was calling out Logan Paul,
Logan Paul.
so it wasn't as much of an interruption. And then Logan Paul, gets into how, last week he took a tsunami and he decided, nope, I don't need any of this. And he is just, he's now at least temporarily part of the Vision. He comes to the ring with Reed and Breaker. I'm gonna bypass basically Paul Heyman's weird line about AJ Lee. It didn't seem to make sense. It didn't really. It wasn't funny. It didn't seem to mean anything. I don't really know what he was trying to say.
Yeah, he was being a little too cute by half with that one.
Yeah, and then but we as we're about to get a 3-on-1 beatdown on CM Punk, Jey Uso. Gets involved, then it turns into a 3-on-2, and then Cody Rhodes' music hits, and he throws his hat into this situation, helps his friends, his established friends and storyline, Punk and Jay, chase off the Vision, and obviously with one Mr. McIntyre out of the picture and Aleister Black not actually a serious threat to anything. Cody doesn't really have an opponent right now, so we're mingling him into this stuff.
Yeah, gotta cross brands and put people where they need to be in this situation. I mean, you definitely Raw definitely had the we're getting War Games together vibe, both for the men
Oh,
and
definitely, definitely, and
obviously
it was
for the
coming. It was
women.
very quick, and feeling very rushed in both circumstance, in both circumstances. Yes, because yes, in a promo, maybe a segment or two down, Punk. Okay, I don't remember this
Yeah, go
because
for
Punk didn't really make the challenge as much as he called on one Mr. William Regal to say War
it.
Games, which currently now there are definitely three men on each team. Obviously, there's going to be at least four, maybe five.
Yeah, I feel like they've traditionally been going, the WWE has traditionally been going with five person teams, if I'm
Yes,
not
they've been
mistaken.
traditionally going with five. I mean,
Despite historic norms at four, I believe.
we know Roman Reigns is gonna be four for sure. That's pretty much a lock. We can speculate that Brock Lesnar is gonna be is could end up being the fourth because they really do, want the Survivor Series to be a big deal. And they're running the stadium for the first time ever. So I could certainly, and it's been rumored and what have you, that Brock is definitely going to be on the Vision team, and he was also probably going to be on the Vision team even when Seth was originally going to be part of this. If anyone, it's Logan Paul is the one who's kind of taking Seth's place, unless he was actually going to be in the match too, who knows, but
Yeah, I mean, hey, Logan Paul's an easy option for this situation.
It was a very easy option. And then fifth guy on the heel side, I honestly don't have a good idea for that one. If there is a fifth guy on the face side, and I'm not just the only person thinking this, it's been thrown out there. What if it's John Cena? And we do have the ultimate super team heading into War Games.
Why not? Let John Cena go out with a bang.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put him in the use his final appearances for your own good here. I say have at it. I guess LA Knight would be another one if they decide to go that route
He
to
could
be
and
included.
he could go either way because they could have him turn and be the fifth guy on the Vision side, yes. Poor Jimmy, though.
It
I guess poor Jimmy's not even being considered.
Big Jim has other things to worry about.
I guess so.
And there wasn't a whole lot that got skipped in between. I guess the big thing that got skipped in between there. Is back to the ladies. Stephanie Vaquer has a match with Raquel Rodriguez. Judgment Day comes to beat down Vaquer after the match. Nikki Bella comes out for the save, and we end up with Nikki Bella going with the turn sooner than maybe expected at this point.
Yeah, I think it was sooner than expected. I did kind of have it in my head that yeah, this union wasn't gonna be long for the world, and Nikki Bella's better off as a heel. I wouldn't have had her do so many jobs heading into this, so many definitive jobs, because it doesn't feel like she's in any position to be a credible challenger for the title right now.
That is the biggest problem right now. I mean, she has eaten L after L after
Yeah,
L, and it's just
and I wouldn't have, and I wouldn't have done, I wouldn't have done it like that. I mean, yes, the frustrated baby face turns heel, they can't just have every ounce of credibility taken from them beforehand. And that's kind of what they did here.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel like the time to have Vicaire lose the championship either in this
No,
situation. If you do it later
definitely
down
not.
the l road, I can see her losing it to Nikki Bella, who has, turned heel.
Yeah.
Having that turn right now doesn't give
Yeah,
me that same
it feels
vibe.
like this is gonna be a one and done, match for them. And then what do you do with Nikki Bell after that?
Yeah, I don't know. It is a good question. 'Cause she just continues to be in a really weird spot.
Yeah.
She's a big name, but she's not getting high profile matches. Like they're not finding ways to fit her into the storyline. John Cena is not really a fair comparison because they're in different situations. But I feel like with Becky, even with Becky Lynch, that they find ways to get her involved. I know that she's US champion now, but even when she wasn't US champion, they figured out ways to get her involved in feuds.
Yeah.
And that's not really happening with Nikki Bella right now. So yeah, that was the big thing that happened in between. And then last time is now tournament. Next up, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sheamus. Not completely surprising that Sheamus is the one to go on here.
No, not surprising at all. No, this match was everything you'd want it to be in terms of being hard-hitting match between two, old veterans. I had a good time with it. Sheamus wins. The first Raw part of the bracket. Yeah. Fun, I guess. Which then
So.
we did get the announcements for next week. And next week, we get
I actually have
Devon
a script.
Evans. Okay, go
Yep.
ahead.
Yep,
We
you're
get
right.
Devon
Devon at
Evans versus the returning Gunther. Gunther getting a kind of a quiet return. Not exactly a big return for Gunther. Just randomly announced for a match in a tournament
Yep.
against the guy he's I mean he, match he's gonna win. I mean there's no doubt about
Yeah,
that.
Jeremy and I were talking last week about available NXT talents who can take an L. We had Javon Evans on the list. I think him and Gunther is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the match itself will be fun, and then Solo Sikoa will face another mystery opponent because Adam Pearce refused to give the name of the person. I'm thinking New York, somebody who doesn't currently work for WWE. Who could it be?
Who? I feel
Who
like
who
that was
who?
just.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
I don't know why that is not ringing the bell for me.
It's going to be Matt Cardona slash Zack Ryder.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
He should be in it. I'm not surprised that he has the availability
Course he
to
does.
pop in.
Yeah,
Yep.
yeah. Yeah. Did you see the part of the interview that Cody Rhodes did with Kevin Owens, where Owens is like, "Are you happy on the Indies or not, man? Or did
Oh.
you are you happy being king of the Indies, or are you begging to come back here? Which is it?"
I didn't see that part in particular, but I did see him kind of giving Cardona a hard time about some other things too. So, yeah. Yeah, there still is not room for one last run for him. He may as well be super indies slash is he TNA now? Just TNA?
He's doing TNA. He's still doing everything pretty much.
Okay.
He's still going everywhere. Yeah.
So good.
Carved out his niche, but it looks like he'll get a spot on Raw next week. Maybe he'll win. Who knows? It's not like Solo's doing a lot right now.
And then end of the night here, Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss defending the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships against the Kabuki Warriors. And something that was at least a little bit of a surprise to me, the Kabuki
Yeah.
Warriors end up winning the championship with some
They.
aid from Lash Legend and Nia Jax, would you
Yeah,
say?
this. Yes, they did get aid. This feels like a short-sighted decision to try to put heat on War Games on short notice.
Oh.
Why would Nia and Lash help anyone else win the tag belts? Why cut
Yeah,
off
makes no
Alexa and
sense.
Charlotte like this? It's what I was alluding to earlier when I was talking about the possibility of Charlotte going after Jade Cargill. It's just like, it's too soon for this. You risk regressing all the progress Charlotte's made since she started teaming with Alexa Bliss. I don't think she's ready to be a babyface on her own without Alexa Bliss. So depending on where this is going after Survivor Series, I'm probably cautiously pessimistic about this, actually. I don't feel like it was the right time to cut them off.
It was a really, really weird time to cut them off, quite frankly.
No, I guess they could go for it. They go back for it if that's how they want to do it. But it just feels like, yeah, it's just too soon. They've just finally started making some real progress with Charlotte Flair, and if they just she just goes back to being I'm the queen,
No. Yeah, they have learned zero lessons.
it's just gonna be all for nothing.
Yeah, it was kind of funny to see that headline out there this week about Alexa Bliss saying how she's having fun with Charlotte Flair because Charlotte Flair's having to, interact and not just be
Yes,
the
she's getting to
queen.
sh Charlotte's being fun. She's getting to be she's behaving like a real person. Yes, it's been every all this has been great for her, and they can't let this regress. And I'm worried that they'll reset back to default here. But that's a that but that's a question for another time,
Oh,
after
yes.
the match is over. Question to be answered another time. Because we still have three more weeks until Survivor Series, two more episodes of Raw now, since this one's done, and we need to get that War Games all set up so we end up with a 4-on-2 beatdown until Io Sky runs down to make the save. She's doing really well until she has to, of course, stop in the middle of battle to do that point to do her head pointy thing. She really needs to stop. They really need to stop having her do that. It's becoming an issue for her, just doing it at the wrong time.
It's kind of weird. They like to have people do a signature spot like that, but yeah, she's doing it in our opportune times,
Yeah,
and
and she's not the only one that they have to do that. We've gone over
that's
the
it.
people having to do their whole ring entrance, taunts while they're on their way to making a save or whatever. We've gone through all that. Yes,
It's a WWE
it's a
problem,
WWE problem,
not a personal
and some
problem.
other and maybe some people in AEW do it and whatnot. But yeah,
Oh.
it didn't nitpick there. She's then overwhelmed, and of course, when all hope is lost, Rhea Ripley's music hits. She marches down to the ring, helps clean house, gets the microphone, and she, in her best William Regal impersonation, says War Games.
And we have four participants already for this one. on
Yes,
each
we do.
side. There could again. I'm assuming that there will be a fifth added. We'll see.
Yeah, the fifth. Let's see, the fifth on the heel side. I could either have it, see it being Nikki Bella or Becky Lynch. And then that would leave on the face side a possibility of Stephanie McCair, maybe Maxine Dupri, or possibly AJ Lee if it's if it's Becky on the other side.
Yeah, there are a lot of woman options out there.
Yeah.
Not as many men options. So, yeah. So yeah, that does it. That does it for the WWE this week. Any other thoughts there, Sir Christopher?
No, I think we are good. And we'll see you late over there.
Yep, it's the late time of the year. It's dark beer season. So I am drinking another dark one, a New Trail Brewing out of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And it's just called Moonlit. It's one of their basic quote unquote beers, 9.1% alcohol. Should one find themselves in central Pennsylvania, New Trail Brewing is very delicious and puts out a lot of very good products. So yeah, should you find yourself in that area, go ahead and grab yourself some New Trail Brewing. That is the Bell Time beer suggestion from Matt DeFrango 11. He is, oh yeah, I don't know why I forgot that. I'd been so good about just zooming right by that. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at any other locations, whether it's YouTube Music or iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.